Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Coming to you from the Wildwood Convention Center. The ghosts are still echoing here from the time with President Trump. And the mayor told me one of the spinoffs from that is he's often now on Fox 29. He's on New York stations. They see him as their mayor due to the prominence from that. So that's something very good. And well, now we're looking the best guy in the country I've seen for my money to break down stuff like we're seeing in the entertainment field as far as how all these people who made it comedically, for example, off the backs of things that are objectionable now. I kind of think they should have been objectionable then when I look back on some of the Howard Stern stuff. And Stern bothers me. It's a tie. He bothers me as much as Kimmel. Because if Howard Stern were still just being Howard Stern, okay, that's what he is. That's what he's done. No apologies. He moves forward. But endorsing people like Joe Biden and being the woke Howard Stern, Kimmel wants to be taken seriously. Remember all the stuff we've called him America's conscience. Why is he taking 2 months off over the summer? Joining us is Christian Toto on matters like this. He's written a really nice piece that Newsbusters has up about Howard Stern and what he said on his show once all these things have been revisited. He joins us here in Philadelphia. He's in Denver on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Christian, welcome in. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, Christian, I really like your piece. I think it's fair, but it's pretty detailed. In the manner in which Howard Stern handled this, he released a statement that I remember, or somebody there did. Then he talked about it on air. The statement wasn't too bad, but the on-air stuff, he's kind of playing the victim card is the way I see it.
Oh, yeah, he is. Listen, he's doing the right thing for his career and his brand. What he's saying is, don't look at me, look at Trump, look at this, look at that. Don't kind of discuss this the way it should be discussed. Now, here's the problem. If he were a different personality, if he were someone who was completely ideologically neutral, I think he'd be fine. I mean, I think he'd be in trouble because right now what he's doing is he's turned into an anti-Trump warrior, and that has made him helpful to the left / cancel culture. The left and the cancel culture are one and the same. So they see him as like saying these bad things, but it's like, but gosh, he's going to go on the air for the next 2, 3, 4, 5 months and trash Trump. We can't get rid of him. So that's why he still stays.
Yeah. And again, Christian, if he had stayed, like Joe Biden is never a guy. I could see Trump potentially endorsing President Obama the first time around in some way, shape, or form. But Biden is such a creature of ridicule for a Howard Trump. It's shocking to see it go down that path. And that's essentially what he's doing.
Yeah, listen, I've listened to Howard Stern for decades, and I haven't in a long time. I think he's changed. I think he's kind of gone Hollywood, for lack of a better phrase. He isn't the guy he once was, for sure. And listen, you can't be the same person forever, and you could be a sellout, and it happens. But when you trash Trump, that's fine. It's your opinion. You could cite his flaws. But then Howard Stern has just written love letters to Hillary Clinton and speaking about Biden. And, you know, to me, most importantly, he's a quintessential New Yorker who, to best of my knowledge, hasn't attacked either the mayor, de Blasio, or Governor Cuomo, who have done horrible things with the pandemic. So he's inauthentic, but he's hitting the right targets right now, and that will protect him.
Absolutely. Now, Jimmy Kimmel enraged me. Again, a guy who wants to be taken seriously versus the comedic stuff. When he talked about his child, and, you know, every as a dad, I feel for that, in the hospital, and went off on Trump, went off on Obamacare, the whole thing. And he's been not as bad, in my view, as Colbert, Christian, but this idea that it's not comedy anymore, but long lectures. Why is Kimmel taking 2 months off? Do we know?
You know, when he announced that, my initial thought was, you know, he's doing the show from home. It's sort of a scattered approach. And he has been doing this particular program forever. Why not take the summer off? It doesn't seem like a big deal to me. And then I think it was a British paper framed it as, oh, my gosh, he's being canceled because of his blackface routine from way back when. I don't see that. I don't see any sort of attacks on Kimmel. I don't see the media kind of trying to torture him, rhetorically speaking, because of what he's done in the past. I think he's just taking the time off. So, you know, I think it's a very different case than Jimmy Fallon, who's been just attacked mercilessly for his blackface, and he had to do that just groveling apology. Kimmel has yet to apologize for what he's done, I don't think.
Why that with Fallon? Now, Fallon seems a guy who's keeping the spirit, I think, of The Tonight Show and others. The brand, I don't remember him ever lecturing, doing anything like that. He's funny. He's a great mimic. That's what he does. You know, why are they piling on Fallon?
That's not enough today. You can't be funny and whimsical and kind of hew to the Johnny Carson mold. You have to be part of the resistance. And if mm-hmm. you're not, you will be punished. That's exactly what's going on right now. Jimmy Fallon is mostly neutral. He'll kind of tweak Trump now and then. That's perfectly fine. Trump is a president. That's what he gets. It's what everyone gets, unless your name is Obama. But they don't want that. It's not enough. And you have to read an article. It's a few days old in the New York Times where they go after Fallon and his career, and he's not woke enough. And then they say, oh, and by the way, Jimmy Kimmel dressed in blackface. So they don't care, because Jimmy Kimmel is a culture warrior for their side. He's the guy doing their hard work. So he gets a pass. Jimmy Fallon, just to stay neutral these days, is not enough. It's why Kevin Hart got and lost that Oscar hosting gig, because Kevin Hart is a pretty positive guy. He's uplifting. He doesn't get into the political rhetoric. He just makes people laugh. That wasn't enough to protect him from old jokes that were problematic. You can't just be neutral these days. You've got to pick a side. You've got to pick the right side. And if you don't, then the cancel culture will come knocking on your door.
Now, you're a prolific writer, observer. Take us where this goes next, in your view, either Hollywood or maybe even outside your lane a little bit. To me, it is what you say is absolutely correct, I think, with the people we're talking about. I can't make out, though, some of it does seem to be random. Some of it is just mob mentality, whose statue gets knocked down and that kind of, I think it's just a frenzy. The Hollywood calculus you're putting out, though, I think makes sense. I don't know. I'm so caught up in the mob mentality. I don't know if they're making calculations quite like you and I are about who gets canceled and not.
Well, I think it's a great point. It's half mob and half power driven. They want to make sure that they browbeat the Jimmy Fallons of the world into being ideological warriors for their side. And there's the mob that pulls down any statue within 20 feet. So if it's thinking and not thinking, and that makes it really hard to predict. What I've been hoping and praying for, as critical as I am of Hollywood, I do love Hollywood movies. I mean, I grew up in them. It's what I do. The reason I do what I do, I'm a film critic. I love movies. I wish I could go back to that. When is Hollywood, when is a star of significant stature and power going to say, stop, stop pulling down statues, stop removing art, stop attacking the culture, stop. This is not America. This is not Western values. I've yet to hear a single voice that is even approximating that.
Well, some candidates that would have the gravitas to do that, and would they get canceled? And we're talking with Christian Toto here on The Dom Show. Denzel Washington is someone that comes to mind. Would he be gone then?
They would try it, for sure. And, you know, Denzel, it was just a super talent. has really never gotten into the fray. He's above it all. He doesn't go there when you know interviewers ask him pointed questions about politics. He politely declines, and it's one of the many reasons why I love him, because they, you know, he's an actor. He's not a politician, and he does acting really well.
But I would say this,
I'm thinking like a Spielberg, he is or for Oprah Winfrey.
He is for traditional American values, the Boys Club, some of the other things that I've seen him out there. He's not taking party Trump, not. But America, he stands with that. It's clear by the stuff that he does behind the scenes.
I agree, yeah. And you know, but what you're saying is very basic and very, it should not be controversial at all. You know, helping out poor kids, you know, speaking to values, having a general uplifting faith. You know, those things were normal as of, you know, 20 minutes ago. And now, you know, if he said some of those same things, maybe they would, you know, take him to task for it. But it's, you know, an actor has to say enough is enough. And I also wrote a story recently about Mark Wahlberg, who was, they attempted to cancel him last week because of, he did some really bad stuff when he was a teenager, young man, and he got caught for it. He spent some time in jail and he's apologized for it. He's tried to live like a better life, a Christian life, a good life. He's helped out people. And they try to cancel him. And what Mark Wahlberg did was nothing. He just sat there. He didn't respond to it. He didn't answer. He didn't apologize. And then the mob went to a different target. And that's often the best way to go.
Absolutely. Where do we find all things Toto?
My website is HollywoodInToto.com. On Twitter, @HollywoodInToto. And I'm writing quite a bit for the Daily Wire as well, so you can find a lot of my work there.
Anything too. Upcoming? Give us a note. What are you interested in?
You know, I've got a review of Irresistible, the new Jon Stewart comedy, and it's more neutral than you think, but there's one really mean scene, and I'm writing that story right now. It's going to be up in about a half an hour, so that'll be up on HollywoodInToto.com.
We'll be checking. Thank you, Christian. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Christian Toto here. Dan, this guy is just, you know, how did he get inside the whole Hollywood thing? He obviously has a viewpoint. He's obviously pop culture savvy, big time.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.